it's very clear that the Western Corridor, Donegal, all the way down to Galway, has been badly neglected by the Dublin government. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been in government since the foundation of the Free State, and they've failed dramatically to invest properly into the Western region. We can see that from our infrastructure, or maybe the lack of infrastructure, the lack that we don't have proper rail network, that our bigger towns from Sligo, Letchkanal, from Sligo to other parts of the West aren't being connected properly. We have poor road infrastructure. If anybody here in the northwest here has to travel to Galway, need that be for employment, need that be for cancer care, need that be for work, anything at all, the road infrastructure that carries us there is extremely poor. Look at the road infrastructure when you pass in through the likes of Tubber or anywhere, Ballacahill or anywhere around them parts. It's absolutely shocking, no disrespect to that community. And Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who have got a sizable number of votes right through since the 20s, but clearly have made a decision. The local politicians, the local senators, the local Fianna Fáil TDs, Fine Gael and MEPs have chosen not to invest into that area because they don't see it significant enough for them. All they want is your votes and not to put the work in and get the infrastructure and the finances that is needed. I've been doorstep by loads of senators and phone calls and letters calling to me looking for the vote. And one of the things that I'm saying to them is, what are they going to do for the Western Corridor? What are they going to do to bring proper rail infrastructure to the West? What are they going to do? Are they going to look to build a dual carriageway that we badly need, a road that is safe for us to travel, and to travel in a time that's acceptable, that is accepted, that if you look on the Eastern Corridor, if you look at the southern bottom of the country, they all expect high quality infrastructure. Why would we not be entitled to it? We are deserving of this here, and we are being failed consistently by those that unfortunately the majority are electing.
And have any of these Shannon hopefuls given a firm commitment to yourself to pursue this issue?
Well, look, like we all know that the vast majority, 99% of politicians, when they come looking for your vote, need that be local elections, general elections, European or the Senate, they will promise you everything, the moon and the stars and everything beyond, until they get elected and then we're thrown to the wayside. I see other people who are working extremely hard, like Declan Bree there in Sligo, and others who are pushing this agenda to get proper rail and proper infrastructure into the area and doing fantastic good work. But those in the corridors of power in Ballyclia are failing to hear the voices, or maybe they are hearing what we're saying, but they just don't care.